We're doing brachos. We're up to five lines before the lines get wide on Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yosef, by my name Rav Huna. They asked Rav Huna, mita pachot mishlosha. If you have a bed that's less than three tfachim off the ground, pshitali, so then it's obvious to me that if you put the stool, the avit or the graf shel rei, and you put it under the bed, so I understand it's as though it's buried under the bed because it's the kilavud dami. We have this rule of lavud. Lavud means that an area that is under three tfachim, we consider it like it's filled. So if the bed is less than three tfachim above the ground, it's as though that whole area is filled. It's as though it's buried. Fine, I understand it. Arba, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmona, tisha, mau, amar li, lo yadana. I asked him, what about if the bed is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tfachim off the ground? He said, I don't know. 10, I don't even have a question. Obviously, it doesn't help because it doesn't even seem like it's under the bed because the bed is so raised. 10 tfachim, it's like it's in a totally different area once it's 10 tfachim above it. Abai said, good thing you didn't ask 10 because 10 is obvious like it's in another reshut, in another domain. So Rava comes and tells us bottom line. Hilchita. Pachot mishlosha kelavud dami. Under three tfachim, so that's good, no problem, it's lavud. Asara reshut achiti. 10, well, that's like it's in its own domain, mishlosha. Asara haynu dvar mineh Rav Yosef Rav Huna velo pashatle. So that's the question, we don't have an answer. Amar Rav, alachak Rav Shimon ben Elazar, v'chen amar Bani amar Rav Yaakov brad bat Shmuel, alachak Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So these rabbis ruled like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that the whole house is like four amos, but we don't go like that in halacha because Rava says, "V'Rava Amar en halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar." We don't go like that. We don't go like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. We say the whole house is not like dalet amos. And if you walk away from the stool and you're more than dalet amos away, and the smell doesn't reach you, etc., so then you could say Kriya Shema. We don't say the whole house is like one domain, one dalet amos, and you can't get away from it. Okay, so that's the halacha. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you could just walk away, even though you're in the same house. That's enough to walk away and say whatever blessing, etc., that you want. And thank God that's the halacha, because otherwise, how would you do anything with a house of diapers, especially in their day and age, their cloth diapers and everything? Okay, Ravacha Yasek Lelebrei Be Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Ravacha was working on arranging his son with by the house of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta to get him married. Aile lechupa v'lam mista milta. Okay, he brought him into the chupa, and it didn't work. Meaning they hit the first night, and things weren't going right. He found that he couldn't do what he had to do. Azal batrele yune. So his father came to see how everything's doing. Chaza sefer Torah demancha. He saw there's a Sefer Torah in the room that he was supposed to be with the Kala. So, Amar lehu, ichuhashte lo atai, sakantin lebri. If I wouldn't have come now, you would have endangered my son with getting killed. What a sin if he would be intimate with his wife in a room that has a Sefer Torah, detanya. Bait sheyesh bo Sefer Torah tefillin, asur l'shamesh bo tamita. If you have a house that has a Sefer Torah or tefillin, it's prohibited from being intimate in that house, at yotziem, until you take him out of the house. Or put him in a vessel inside a vessel. Abai says those two vessels, the external vessel has to be a vessel that is not designated for that holy object. Meaning, if you have a tefillin and the tefillin has their case, so it's always in that case, so that case doesn't count. If you put five vessels that they're always the vessels of the tefillin, that counts like one vessel. Aval klishu kelyan afilu asra manek echad manadami. But if you have 10 vessels that are all dedicated for the tefillin, so they're all counted like one covering, you need another covering on top of that. So that's how we rule la halacha. So there's a leniency that some hold that the jacket of the book, so long as it's a plain jacket like this, the jacket of the book is considered one covering, even though it doesn't cover the top and the bottom, that still constitutes one covering. We treat our printed books as though they were written with all the kavanot, as though they were holy books of Tanakh. The problem is that today they started printing jackets that have engraved in them. You see, they've they've engraved the writing of the book, the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer is that way, the new Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. On the top, you have the first chapter of Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. And they made other books that way too. Okay, so then you run into a problem. Then the jacket doesn't count as one covering. So we say it doesn't even have to be a vessel, as we'll see in a second. Amarava glima kimtera kli b'toch kli dami. If you put your scarf over some kind of chest, that's considered like two vessels. And that's how we ruled also, that you could spread out a blanket or some other sheet over a vessel, and that constitutes two vessels. Amar Yishua ben Levi, Sefer Torah, tzich lasot lo mechitza asara. He says, what we said about a vessel inside a vessel, that's only for tefillin. That's only for other things. But Sefer Torah requires another house. This is a machlokas. So the Rambam holds that, no, this works also for Sefer Torah. Ideally, it's better to have a different room for a Sefer Torah. Put it in a different domain. But b'di'eved, two vessels work. The Rosh holds, no. Everything you said about two vessels is only for tefillin. It doesn't even work for a Sefer Torah. So the Rambam holds it's good b'di'eved, and the Rosh holds, no, it's not even good b'di'eved, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down both opinions. Amar b'shua b'nevi, Sefer Torah tzich lasot lo mechitza asara. Sefer Torah requires a mechitza. It needs to be in a totally different domain, otherwise the couple can't be intimate. So you hear there's another discussion in Halacha. We said that tefillin have to be with two covers. What happens if the couple cover themselves with two covers? So the Chatchila, we say that's not enough. If there's a huge Shasat Chak, so there is such an opinion in Halacha that says that if they're covered with two covers, that's also good. But we don't go with that. Technically, we don't go with that, Lechatchila. Okay.
So what's tefillin nowadays? They have the covers, they have the batim, and they have the bag.
I don't know. מרזות ראיקנה לבי רבשי חזה לדוכתי דמר בר רבשי דמנח בספר תורה ואבי להם חיצה עשרה אמר לי כמן כבישוע בן נבי אמר דמר בישוע בן נבי דלת לבית אחינה מה ראית לבית אחינה אמר לי אליו הדעתי he saw that he made a mechitza of 10 tfachim like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says to make such a mechitza and he told him that's only good if you don't have an alternative you have an alternative put it in a different house so he says you're right I didn't notice really I should have paid attention, I didn't pay attention, and it should have been in a different house. So here you see a big rabbi like him, didn't pay attention, sometimes it happens that he should have paid better attention, and he should have really put it in a different house, and instead he let it suffice with a mechitza ten tefachim, which is not lechatchila, but it is kosher. So that's what he told him, and that's how we rule also la halacha, that lechatchila you don't rely on this ten tefachim business, but you put it in a different room.